On August 15, 2021, when Kabul fell to the Afghan Taliban without a single shot fired, an India diplomat posted in Islamabad admitted Pakistan has defeated us. Give credit where it is due, said the diplomat, quickly adding, Pakistan's real test starts now. He was of the opinion that holding on to this advantage in Afghanistan in the long run would be a daunting task for Pakistan. His assessment was that Pakistan's jubilations would be short-lived. 3.5 years down the lane, his prediction has proved true. Contrary to Pakistan's expectations, the Taliban-ruled Kabul is no less than a nightmare for Islamabad and Rawalpindi. Hopes for friendly dispensation next door were diminished within months when Taliban began to assert themselves and refused to crack down on terrorist hideouts that have long posed a threat to Pakistan's security. The debacle of the American-backed Ashraf Ghani administration in Kabul was a serious setback for India, which invested so much in the war-torn country to protect its interests in the region. After Ghani fled Kabul, India was left with no other option but to abandon Afghanistan. Years of investment in many infrastructure projects abruptly came to a halt. The last thing India wanted in Afghanistan was a pro-Pakistan Taliban government. People, perhaps, had never thought in their wildest imaginations that the Taliban government would turn out to be Pakistan's worst enemy and reach out to India. Afghanistan and India have had a long-standing relationship, but one group that New Delhi was always wary of was Taliban. India viewed the Afghan Taliban as no more than a Pakistan proxy. There is a history to this suspicion. During the first Taliban rule, an Indian airline plane, en route to New Delhi from Kathmandu, was hijacked in 1999. After making stopovers in Amritsar, Lahore, and Dubai, the hijacked plane finally landed in Taliban-controlled Kandahar. After 7 days of negotiations, the Indian government capitulated to the demands of hijackers in return for the safety of passengers and crew. Post-2001, India often accused the Afghan Taliban of conducting attacks targeting its assets in Afghanistan. It was in this backdrop that India was very cautious in engaging with the Taliban. But as they say in international relations, only interests are permanent, not friendship or enmity. Today, as Pakistan's relationship with the Afghan Taliban deteriorates, ties between New Delhi and Kabul are warming. Last week, Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri met with Afghan Acting Foreign Minister Amir Khan Mottaki in Dubai. This was the first high-level public contact between India and the Afghan Taliban. 2 days prior to the meeting, New Delhi issued an unusual statement condemning airstrikes in Afghanistan, something that Pakistan denies. Meanwhile, the Taliban foreign minister termed India a significant regional and economic partner.